I'd like to call the meeting to order.
Ken Aaron, here. Chuck Anderson, here. Antide Antaram. Rodrigo Argueta. Fred Blair. Lydia Brisson. John Crumcho. John Decimio.
Here.
Ariana Gladney.
Here.
Tej Graywall. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Klunder. Jim Lafferty. Okay. Thank you. Brenda Medina.
I said here, actually. Yeah. Maybe I didn't, but I'm here.
Thank you. Lafferty is present. Mm-hmm. Brenda Medina.
Present.
Judge Merrick requested an excused absence. Margie Murray.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker.
You've been all right.
Steve Pride.
Here.
Summary requested an excused absence. Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
John Wenger.
Present.
Lamont Yakey. And let the record show that Lydia Brisson is present. Okay. 14 presents. We have more. I don't think you're sitting in the members.
No, it's a battery charger.
I'd like to announce that Chris Ponder has accepted to replace Lenny Eisenberg, and he's request an absence for this one. He'll be here in March. He's in Vietnam.
We're
getting our copies for the agenda.
Yeah.
We need the next item to approve the agenda. Oh, we did.
Need by approval.
Oh, okay. Do we have the body's approval to excuse the absences of Fred Klunder, Summer Reed, Jeff Merrick?
So moved.
And Chris Ponder? Is there a second?
Any objection?
Oh, wait. Did Chris Ponder ask for two seconds? No,
oh, cool.
Okay. Go forward that.
Chair, I'd like to ask for an excused absence of Chris Condon because he's out of the country and he's not fine for the vacation. They mentioned it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
There being no
objection, the absences are excused, and we need the next item to approve the agenda.
So moved.
I second. Any amendments to the agenda?
I have a question.
Yes.
There's nothing on here about the PD search committee.
Yes.
There's a motion from Jeff.
There's a motion at the very end.
At the very end?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Could you designate for the next meeting who's putting the agenda out? Because Lydia and I both did it, and that's really a waste of paper and time. So I'm free to let go of that obligation, but I'm also willing to do it. So I just don't think two people should go to the trouble. Okay.
First, thank you to Lydia and Martin for printing the agenda. And before the next meeting, when the agenda is approved, then I'll finish that. Thank
cool.
you. Good evening, Tony.
John is here now, John.
Got it.
John Don.
Is there any objection to the agenda?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Move on to the next item. Ground rules for communication. Please be respectful and to all members of the board and maintain decorum. Thank you.
Questions? Is somebody keeping the queue with us tonight if people want to speak?
I can. Do you have a volunteer?
Brenda volunteer.
Thank you, Brenda. Are there any announcements? Michael?
This Saturday, there is a benefit film showing of the movie 41st and Central for Elder Freeman, one of the original members of the Los Angeles chapter of the Black Panther Party. He'll be coming down from Oakland for the occasion where he needs to raise enough money to send to Cuba for cancer treatment. And we can fly you if you don't have one.
Did you say Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday the 16th at 4 p.m. at the Southern California Library for Social Studies and Research. 60 and 20 pounds per month.
Pardon?
I'd just like to say at the beginning of the fund drive, it would be possible that somebody from the board could get a case for Allie Lester's service. We talked about that. I don't know who was going to take charge of it.
So it would be for DC?
Well, we should find out if he's in that day. But maybe the first day of fund drive, if he's in, there could be a case delivered by somebody on the board for his service.
You didn't hear anything yet.
I'm sorry. There's so much stuff.
We just got the rest of the pieces of the system. I don't think we're going to take the time to install
it. I think it would be a good idea.
All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Meanwhile, let's talk.
Yeah, we'll keep going.
We can keep going about the case.
But can you speak up? Because I'm having trouble hearing you. Okay.
There was a motion last month to get a case for Ellie Lester for 6 years of service if all we get successor. Who was going to do that?
Are there any volunteers?
I'll volunteer. It's like a little question for the case. If you've had a little problem with case budget, so I don't want to get into any spray for them.
Where are we listing that over here? Is there one left?
I'll make an announcement in the meantime. The Pan-African Film Festival is going on at this time, so if anybody has not yet seen a film, I'd like to encourage you to go. I've already gone and seen a film, and I look forward to seeing more films. And there are a lot of events going around the community to support Black History Month. Also at Cal State Dominguez, they are going home and having lectures during the week. And
for Black History
Month. For Black History Month. Right? A lot of events going on. And on February 16th, there is an event, I believe, DJ Nambi at the Museum of Latin American Art in Long Beach on Saturday. Are there any further announcements?
The spreadsheet that was just passed around that's not on the agenda, is that going to be on the agenda?
Yes, I'm
going to
introduce my motion.
Without any further announcements, we move to the next item to approve the minutes from the January 26th meeting.
Next one.
For a second.
Whereas.
Oh.
I'm passing out a red envelope for donation for the food for Alan. So,
okay, thank you. That's fine. I'll have to go to my car after.
I'd like to put my motion. Did everyone receive a copy? On the agenda. I'd like to move to amend.
Didn't we just approve the agenda?
Yes.
So then it's too late to make a modification.
Get the friend's motion to add an item to the agenda.
It's a point of order. You're the chair. You don't make motions.
Oh, I'm sorry. I bet you can.
No, so if the agenda was already approved, they would take two-thirds of changes.
The motion's been moved and seconded. It takes two-thirds majority to approve.
Well, who will make the motion? The order can be done in other business.
I noticed this motion during the governance committee to be put on the agenda, and the secretary did not.
Well, unfortunately,
we need a two-thirds vote.
We already approved the agenda. It'll
come up under government.
I'd like to speak to the motion before we vote.
We're not voting on it.
Okay.
Going back to approving the minutes from January 26th. Is there a note for the correction?
Can you speak up? It's really hard to hear back here.
If there are no further objections, the minutes stand as approved. We move to the next order of business, number two, scheduling locations and notice of meeting. The LSC calendar. Chair.
Hi. One of the things I would like to see, Tej, if you don't mind, it would be good for us to get, in addition to just relying on us going to the calendar, is to send out an actual email to the full board as soon as you know what the location and date are for the LSC. This is an emotion. Okay. In governance, did you guys take this up? Last year it came out of governance. Oh, you weren't there. Gary wasn't there.
The calendar for the
year.
For the year?
Last year it came out of governance. I'm saying
the calendar's on the back of the agenda.
Oh, okay. So that's
and we just have to add the location.
This was approved by the governance committee.
Thank you.
Then you can recognize it as
because it was in the agenda.
Yeah. It's approved by the governance committee, so now it's up to the session.
Lizzie, to clarify, it was on our internal agenda. I checked all the dates to see if they made sense and looked at them. The governance did not formally cover it, but it's following the same principle as we used for the last year.
Yes.
So it has the implicit, it was good last year, maybe it's good this year. That's what I'm saying.
The next meeting is on March
16th. The board has to vote. Yeah, we'll approve a little bit. I'd like to
entertain a motion to approve the calendar.
One second.
Well,
I entertain a motion to approve the calendar.
You accept the motion.
I accept the motion.
You accept the motion to approve the calendar.
I'm point of information, has the calendar been distributed?
Point of information for our CPB, you know, grants. The meetings have to be noticed 7 days in advance. Just, you know, stay on top of that.
Thank you. As the motion's been seconded, once this is approved, our secretary will post this on the calendar. Once this is approved. Good evening, folks.
Point of order. You can just notice verbally at these meetings since they are recorded for the following meeting, but you can still send out a notice.
I think that's adequate, except the public should be notified. Well, it'll be notified on the calendar. The public should be invited and encouraged to participate in these meetings. So I would move that the station make sure to put on the website and in the dispatch notification of upcoming LSD meetings so that the public is aware and can attend.
Do you know how much in advance Terry would need to send out postcards to the zip codes which we had approved before, but often we don't haven't been finding the venues in enough time. So
you need at least 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Okay. So whenever we have the venues at least 3 weeks in advance, we can. Okay, and so I suggest you send an email.
What are you talking about?
We passed a motion a while back that when we have LSD meetings, that Terry would send out a postcard to the folks in that zip code, which we used to do.
Passing that motion, and if so, I would have requested how much will that cost? You know, yeah, please do, because I would have asked how much is that going to cost and how long is it going to take Terry to do that and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's a burden.
When we used to do it routinely, we would get new faces in the audience and people that could walk to the venue. It was minimal. We had a much larger membership at that time, so I'm saying that you know, we used to get different people. If we go to, you know, otherwise, why go to different places and type of thing? But we used to have, like, Jan Goodman when we met at the library.
I
don't
see that motion. I don't recall it.
Hey, you have a problem. I made a motion. Does anybody want a second?
Okay.
So I'd like to address that motion and not unless Lydia wants to make an amendment. The motion is that the station include on the website and in the KDFK dispatch notification of upcoming LSD meetings to encourage
listeners to participate, to come in and attend the meeting.
Certainly a member? On air as well?
Ah, okay. And on air. Yeah, I agree.
Another friend in the to also be listed on our Twitter.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
All right, yes. Okay. And with any other possible electronic notifications, such as Twitter or Facebook. Want me to repeat it?
There's a point of order that the LSB cannot give a directive to put that on.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I'll modify the motion that I recommend management notify the public via the KPSK dispatch, the website, and any social media that they have access to of upcoming LSB meetings to encourage participation by the listeners.
Thank you.
And on air. Sorry.
Well, point of information, there already is a spot on the website for board events. So this is not asking them to do anything which they're not already doing.
So why ask it?
I didn't ask it.
No, I'm just saying. It's already been done.
Okay, point of information is the The motion.
I think the purpose would make it slightly more general.
The other motion will be in order.
We need a chair, not a.
Yeah, what's going on?
So we have a chair.
What's going on?
All those in favor of approving?
Can people stop having side conversations? I can't hear the chair.
Well, the chair might speak up as well.
Yeah, but if people stop talking, you can hear.
Is your mic on?
I'd like to call for the vote for the proposed 2015 LSB meeting date. Those in favor? Please raise your hand.
It goes to the end.
Mr. Lafferty and Mr. Velvet, you said a notice date. Nice. Michael? All those who oppose? Please raise your hand. Any abstentions? One, two. Motion carries. Moving to the next item on the motion.
Yeah, can we come back to my motion?
Yes,
we
can come back to the motion. Aaron made the motion to announce the future LSB meetings that have just been approved on the website and on the desk. I'll make the request.
Can you have the secretary read the motion?
Yes.
Could somebody know if that might make sure we've got the
same? I had a
question. Aaron. Hello. Can you hear me?
A little bit better.
Thank you. Thank you for hearing
me. Can you give the secretary the mic?
The LSB recommends the station announced upcoming LSB meetings in the KPSK dispatch, KPSK.org, and other social media.
There's a correction. And on air. And at the end of it, to encourage participation by listeners to attend the meeting. And it's just a point of information. To announce is different than to post. It may be posted deep within the website, but I'm saying to announce, which means to make a public statement that your audience can hear.
4C.
When's the information? Again, are you asking for the station to promote attendance?
To announce.
Not to promote, just to announce.
Mm-hmm. Well, to encourage listening, to do that, to encourage listening participation.
Right. To promote really is the idea.
Well, we need the word encourage.
Is there a second to the motion?
Yeah, we'll second that last read.
All those in favor? Please raise your hand. That the Nicholas said. That the OTB announced. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15, yes. Any opposed to Ken's motion to have an announcement on air? Any abstentions? The motion carries. We move on to the next agenda item. Chair report. Do we have any members? I've announced an opening business, Christopher Condon. Do we have any member of our board, Christopher Condon, who is requested an excused absence and will attend in March? He's currently out of the country. And second announcement, there's an announcement of LSD committee sign-up, where the sheets will go around and you can sign up for the different committees, which are the task force committee, the programming task force, archives task force, affiliated task force. There's a sign that keeps going around. The sign up sheet will be circulated during the meeting, so we'll move to the next agenda item, which is action item. Mr. Lafferty.
Well, I volunteered to find a location for that.
Point of order, Chair. There's a lot of chatting going on, and I think it's very disconcerting to other board members who may want to recognize on the floor.
I have volunteered at the last meeting to find a location for this meeting, but of course we found it at the last meeting, so I'll be happy to find it for the next meeting.
For the March meeting?
Yeah, I'll be happy to do that.
Besides populating EMB committees. Each committee shall report on recent activities and define its functions. The members from the coordinating committee.
My bylaws, but the coordinating committee is charged with coordinating activities of the board, and that is the board between meetings, between PMB meetings. It has that's its bylaws mandate. It does other things. I mean, it serves like our local governance committee does often, which is to deal with the agenda of the upcoming meeting. So it's usually scheduled before the meetings, which are they're special meetings technically, but they're being held monthly. And so that's what the coordinating. But it's most involved in coordinating the in-person meetings. So it plays quite a role in that.
Thank you for that.
But that's only for PMB members, so they always need to know.
Is there a member from the Personnel Committee?
Hello. I had a question for the coordinating committee. Is there a restriction on the membership?
Yes, that's what I said. The membership consists of PNB director, and it also has the CFO and the executive director as as voting members of the committee, although they're non-voting members of the board.
Thank you. Personnel committee, Mr. Sophia. Thank you for your service, Mr. Sophia.
So the personnel committee is not a standing committee of the PMB. However, it has existed since 2006 or 2007, and it's mandated to do such things as make sure that the executive director and the CFO are evaluated yearly, and other personnel matters having to do with personnel policy. Last year, of course, we did the PD search issue, so anything related to personnel gets referred to the personnel committee. And that is also only for the PMB members.
Any questions? Is there a limitation on the number of PMB members per station?
That's an overall motion that was kind of contentious last year. it's populated just like the other committees are. So this last year, we were able to have up to two PMB members from each station if they so chose. And that was true of all of the committees.
Not finance.
No, not finances, other than the ones that are specified differently in finance.
Thank you for that. Move to the next committee, the finance committee.
I'll speak to that since I've been here. It's the National Finance Committee, and the treasurer is on it, and one of the four PMB members will be the director on it, and that will be handled at the PMB meeting, so there's no involvement here. And the National Finance meets generally twice a month during budget time. Often they need more, so it's a lot of work.
Thank you.
Are those meeting screens or are they?
We can
have them.
Yes, of course they are.
Okay.
Any further questions?
No, the one back, and I apologize for this. There's no explanation, and I'm brand new. Go to the very committee to an LSD. Is there somewhere I can find it online if I sit there in the committee?
Point of information, how many are going around? How many committees are going around?
About five or six.
All of them. But how many is all of them? How many? Oh, they're all on here. I see. Okay, they're all on here. Okay.
I can answer questions. The definition of the P&D committee is in the bylaws. I understand.
Okay.
Thank you. The definition or description of the LSD committees is on the KBFK website underneath LSD committees, and if you go there, there'll be some documents that give descriptions of the LSD committees. I don't have it in front of me, but it is under that link. There'll be written descriptions describing the LSD committees.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, that's not very
helpful.
Next, we have the elect
finance.
No, we have to go through the description. The finance?
No, we're going through the list.
But first, there's the description.
The description?
So,
where
are
we?
We're going to describe the
government. Oh, describe the government. Then going to the governance committee?
Yeah. Both John Wenger and I, are on governance.
And Brenda, too.
But, John and Brenda.
So, would you like to give
a discussion
of the governance committee,
please? Yeah, sure. In general, what LSB's do in general, is practice governance, and governance is sort of a meta committee. A governance committee is a meta committee that completes a draft agenda, because the agenda belongs to the board and not to any particular person. Specifically, doesn't belong to the chair, belongs to the entire board. And the other thing we do is we take input from anybody on the board who has motions, and so we can schedule those motions. And additionally, we discuss things that come up from time to time. And so there's, in addition to continuing the agenda, there's often extended discussion on issues. Sometimes, for example, there's some sort of a disciplinary issue, and that gets discussed. Do we need a bylaw? Do we need to change our policies? That sort of stuff. So it's open to anything that involves the governance of our board, and more generally, we take a global view that we also look at notions of possible amendments to the bylaws, because we're looking at the big picture of governance. Any questions?
Are there any nominations?
We're going to do all the decisions first? Yes, the audit committee is involved. One of the requirements of the audit committee is no member of the audit committee can be a member of the finance committee. There's a wall that's between finance and audit. The audit committee is responsible for selecting the auditor every year and gets involved in oversight of finance. I don't know what else I can add to that. Lydia?
Okay, I was only briefly on the audit committee this time. However, in the past, the audit committee has also taken on the task of finding out all of our all of our equipment, because a lot of people have, for example, cell phones, a lot of inventory. There are various other functions that the audit committee can engage in and can request and so on and so forth. But Fred appropriately described the key function as in the case of the
Are we
the technology of the
task force?
So. Yeah. The technology commission is in the bylaws, I believe, that's what it is, and it's to keep the Pacific National Board apprised of emerging technologies, something like that. And we have met, it's very hard to get participation in it, but we to get attendance. No matter who signs up, it's hard to get attendance. So we passed a motion and got it approved by the PND to turn it into a task force, so it didn't have to meet quorum. And we did make some motions and got them approved through the committee, but I don't recall whether or not we ever got them up to PND, because it was too late on the agenda. And it's a difficult committee to get any influence going, because frankly our technology is so stuck in the past. People are protecting their positions. They don't want to move into the 21st and 22nd century. So, but we did. I do just want to make a note
that due to the good works of that committee and some other committees, Ali Lexa was able to develop an online app for Pacifica Radio, and that is at least a doorway into the future. So that's the technology task force.
Yeah, we did try to develop a questionnaire directed to, I believe, the business managers and the membership directors, trying to find out what specification software that was more capably meet their needs of keeping track of the membership, which relates to the whole staff moving into the elections also. And I think that process has been solved, so but at some point the staff force will get that questionnaire out and try to figure out, you know, upgrading the software to keep track of membership and, you know, can do financial appeals and other types of activities more easily.
Thank you. Next, the election committee. Is a member on the elections committee present?
Myself, Michael, and Fred.
That's all,
Yeah, the elections committee obviously played a role in trying to figure out policy and conducting the elections. We had the year prior to the elections in which we made a great effort to have the then executive director and have the general managers clean up the membership rules, and that was not very satisfactory. We pointed out that the bylaws and the California Corporation Code require the foundation to maintain a list of its members at the headquarters, and that has not yet been done, apparently, a very satisfactory result. We did establish a working group after this last election to try to investigate what some of the weaknesses and failures were, and I'm not here for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
During an election year, the elections committee is extremely busy, so if you're going to join the elections committee, be aware that it may require more than a monthly meeting, simply because of the type of work and the task force that we and subcommittees that we form out of that as we get closer to deadline. This time, we did an excellent job, I think, right now of creating the ad in sufficient time, because the election supervisor needs to be hired in March. So hopefully that is being followed through by the National Office. And so that's the only thing I would caution in terms of running for that, but it's a really, really important committee as we saw this year.
Thank you.
Did the local election supervisor ever turn in his report?
Not that I'm aware of. I asked the other day when I was stationed, I don't think he has. The policy is that until they turn in the report, they don't get their last check.
That doesn't help us with the report.
Good, right.
That's correct. I think that there are some lists, some of our databases that did well, having gone through the elections for many, many years, and also been involved with mailers the past couple of years. This was within the realm of, since I work with nonprofits, of just standard returns. You know, we've got maybe 500 back out of more than 18,000. This is for listener members. And that wasn't too bad, especially because we had the moving target in terms of the date that you had to become a member. So it wasn't too bad as database stuff goes, you know, probably that I thought. Mr. Ian?
Yeah, on the call.
It was the staff. Yes,
there's a motion on the agenda to deal with that, to request and urge that, and I don't want to read the motion right now, but it's on the back of the agenda, right underneath the calendar. So I hope you read it and I hope you support it.
Thank you. We need to
Regarding the KDFK elections, there may have been inadequate cards played, a notification by the station to encourage people to vote. But the failure of the staff to meet quorum is inexcusable, since it's a captive audience. And in terms of getting ballots out to the staff, the solution for that was provided to all of the stations, including KPFK, at least 2 years ago in a thing called the staff registry. But it requires management and programmers to actually solicit information from people who are volunteers or paid staff. And I don't know what the hang-up on that is, but that there was a major kerfuffle of getting the ballots distributed to staff. Inexcusable.
We're going to move on to the next. Mr. Finn? We're going to move on to the Committee of Inclusion description. Is there another here from the Committee of Inclusion? Mariana? Yeah, I'm on the Committee of Inclusion for the LSB. And basically, the description of that committee would be to give more of a broader base membership of KPFK. So, expanding the membership, getting more people from different communities involved. We had, I think, one meeting last year. We came up with a lot of plans, but just because of, you know, the flux in my own work with my own organization and different things, we haven't been able to keep it going consistently like we wanted to. So hopefully this year we'll be able to move it along. Thank you. Lydia?
Yes, and I do plan to move this more at the national level, because they don't even realize that the committees of inclusion are committees of the that has to report to the PMB and be part of their agenda and so forth, as described in the bylaws. So I will definitely be bringing that up. It needs to be active and always on the agenda of the national board meeting. So. And I belong to local inclusion
too. The Committee of Inclusion is still what, you know, probably once before. The problem is that it's not expected.
Into the mic.
I'm saying that it's not expected that management, neither local decision boards do anything to actually do studies about the demographics that each radio station is selling to. So actually there's no will, no will to do anything because it involves, you know, the a lot of work. So it's just like some of the committees that are, you know, right up in the air. So if we are going to be joining the Committee of Inclusion, then we must be ready to do some work and must be willing to actually do what the bylaw says.
Thank you. Mr. Aaron?
Yes, I just want to point out that the success of any committee that I've been on depends upon the members getting the work done, not sitting there waiting for management to do the work for them. So the committees of inclusion, if they need demographic surveys, they got to get them done, not just put in a request for somebody else to do.
That's not true.
Well,
I can tell you it's not true.
Description?
You're lying.
In our description, can we please keep our description? Thank you. Next is the programming task force. Is there a member here?
Yes. It was a committee at one time, and it now is a task force.
The mic's not on.
The bylaws amendment that passed, along with technology, made them both task force.
Yes, right?
That's right. Okay. All right, so task force. When it was a committee, one of the things that he used to do was almost similar to what the park did on the local level, is to sort of monitor and make sure that programming is done on a fair and collaborative manner on a national level. A couple of things that have come out of the programming committee has been the Spanish language programming motion for implementation. And I have an opinion on that, but I'm not going to give it. The program council motion came out of there, and one last one, the national events programming as well.
We asked the task force specifically to add more national coverage of special events. Yeah. Lydia?
Yes. However, even though it's a task force, there was a motion that was passed on the national board a couple of weeks ago that it will be constituted just like the committee was. So there will be no change. It'll be populated the same, so that should be still something that we consider just like the committee.
Does that mean an election?
Yes. So that was the wording, that it would be identical to how it was in the bylaws.
Can I go to the member?
Out of order.
Seven.
Priority for the listener.
Out of order.
Listen.
Next.
And I have a point of information. If I could ask Lydia to be more precise in what motion was passed by the PNB that made a change or confirmed that.
It's a bylaw amendment.
It's a bylaw amendment?
No, we passed it as a bylaw amendment.
Passed it with a bylaws amendment, and it was a meeting that was chaired by Bill Crozier, and I was surprised. By Bill Crozier, he brought it to the PNB, and it was passed, and the language was that it would be populated identically to that of the, and handled exactly like it was before. And John could tell us the date and when it was passed. He's the secretary.
Yeah, he tell me the date. I can.
Okay, for the benefit of the audience, if you could describe what that means as it was before.
Right. I mean, it was not my motion, so I don't know. John will have to look it up.
What is the difference between committees and
passing?
Yeah, confused
about
that.
Okay.
Michael?
Standing committees of the PNB.
Standing committees of the PNB have two director members, and each LSB elects two non-director members to the committee. Task force would be open to anybody's participation, potentially. So the PNB, despite the bylaws amendment, they changed the status of the programming, National Program Committee, from a committee to a task force, voted to treat it like a committee, apparently, and have each LSB elect two non-director LSB members to the National Program Committee.
Thank you, Michael. We'll move to the next task force, the Archives Task Force. Is our member here to give a description? Margie?
Well, I think the best person to
just talk a little closer. We don't have the volume.
Anyhow, the person who's done the most for the archives is Lamont Yankee, and we met with Brian at the beginning of the year, and basically it's to do outreach and support, keeping the archives going, and also to raise money for projects.
That plug keeps coming loose, Margie.
Oh, okay.
The defective socket.
Oh, I was going to say. I think Lamont's done the most, and I think he's planning on staying on the committee.
Good.
And I think that anytime you want to help archives, you don't necessarily have to be a member of the LSB committee. But I guess you do if you actually really want to take a super active role. But I mean, it's a great cause, and we have lots of tapes up there that still need money to have to be transcribed and to get into colleges and universities, and into like Black History programs, that sort of thing. So it's like one of the best places to help, I think, the organization.
So that's about all I can tell you.
Do it
Morse code.
Testing.
Yeah, much closer.
It turns on and off.
Yeah, just a point of information. The archives are not really part of KPFK. They're part of Pacifica. So, one quick question. I'm not going to do it. Why we have a KPFK committee? I think the answer is we're going to have a good deal with that.
No, these are PMB committees.
Excuse me. PMB
task force.
I was my mind was wandering about the other committee.
Is there a member here for the affiliate task force? Margie? Thank you.
Just talk loud.
This is a really good way to learn what the affiliates do. You can jump on the calls and do ask user things, like I interview the new affiliate station and get feedback on what they wanted from Pacifica and how they would work. It's actually very informative to get into Beyond if you want to know the wide reach of the organization. And I got to talk to someone in Iowa and someone in Vermont. And so it was interesting. And they're doing some fundraising. The gal who actually runs the task force is super organized, and she's really a phenomenal lady, and I think they're doing a cookbook for the other stations and for this group to raise money for the affiliates. But the other thing is that we have a lot of affiliates in every university town, which is great. So it's a good way to kind of get a feeling of the reach of Pacifica, and that was exciting. You know, so I think if you're looking to join that, I think it's open to as many people that want to be on it. It's not limited in number, and I think you could jump on at any time, and we appreciate your help.
Thank you.
Just for the new members, there are 170 affiliates, which are small FM stations that subscribe to Cadence to Pacifica for nominal fee as low as $25 a year, and enables them to download programs from some software we have on the internet that then they can broadcast from their station. And they have two directors sitting on the Pacifica National Board.
Thank you. I just want to add that if you'd like to get things done, you can do, like she said, they're organized, they have a lot of projects, and they work on it. It's a great, I love being on this task force. Also, we just got an affiliate in Virgin Islands.
Yes, and again, for some of the new members, if you run for a P&B committee, there is an 877 number, a toll-free number that you will call into with a code, and so you do this from the comfort of your home. You have the ability to mute. But attendance on these committees are really important, so think about it long and hard, because if you have, you know, a lot of people on the larger committees, and then just one person causes you to miss quorum, it's really not great. So, but again, I find that being on the phone is easier than me, especially in LA, and traveling all over the place. So you can do it. I encourage it, but just so you know what the mechanics are of it.
Do the affiliates contribute other than paying for the broadcasts? Do they make any other contributions to the Pacifica?
Yeah, the affiliates produce their own programming, which is also archived on this thing called AudioCore.
Yes.
And all the other stations can download that content too. And I think at some point in time, even Pacifica has broadcast some of those programs produced by the affiliates, or certainly could and should.
Yeah, we regularly on my show, we regularly check how they're supposed to have used content in the affiliate space.
Thank you. That is the last committee for a description. Mr. Gary has available the motion from the P&B regarding the programming committee, if anybody would like that read.
No,
we'll go
on
with the
other person.
So the first one is...
The list is still going around, so maybe...
We'll begin with the governance committee for the PNB.